This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be having a chat with Fiona Parfrey. Of course, you're going to be talking to us this evening all about Riley. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me. It's really great to be talking to you.
Delighted to be here, Louise. Can't wait to chat.
Absolutely. Now, I suppose for people who might not know, what is the story behind Riley and how did the idea actually come about?
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, Riley is a period care company and we create 100% organic tampons, pads, panty liners. And I suppose how the idea came about was I started the company with two friends about 3 years ago, and it was really stemming from our own personal frustrations with the period care market. It happened really organically one night. We were having a glass of wine and trying to solve the world's problems as you do, and my co-founder, Anya, got her period, and when there was no products and we had to kind of ditch the wine and trek to the shop, we just started talking about how much easier it would be if these were delivered to our door.
Yeah.
And then we went down a little bit of a rabbit hole of Googling, and when we discovered that a lot of the products that we've been using basically like our whole lives were manufactured with a lot of unnecessary, you know, harmful chemicals and ingredients, we really just felt compelled to do something about it. And so that's how it all kind of kicked off.
That's amazing. And I think, yeah, like it's really hard to describe that feeling of, oh no, I have to go to the shop now. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of these things that as much as we try to plan for it, sometimes you just never do. Now, I know recently here in iRadio, you know, there's a fantastic group within Bower Media that have come together to make sure that if any females here in the station need sanitary products, that they're actually there for us, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's the first time. Like, I've worked in iRadio for over 10 years, and it's the first time that somebody outside the box has kind of thought of us ladies and gone, hang on a minute, we need to make some of these products available.
Absolutely. Well, this is it, right? So when we started doing our research, we discovered that 95% of women have been caught off guard. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that. I know I've definitely been caught off guard multiple times over the years. And no matter how much you can be organized and plan for it, it just happens. Nature happens.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what we're trying to do is we want period care to be treated like toilet paper and just be readily available in every single bathroom you walk into. So whether that's stocked in your own home or whether it's in your offices, in iRadio, whether it's in a restaurant, in a gym, that period products are just there for whenever they're needed and are accessible to all.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've seen recently that like most sanitary products contain lots of chemicals and sometimes are really not good for feminine hygiene. But Riley products are the complete opposite. Was this something that was at the forefront when you were developing your own product?
Absolutely. This is really what put us into, I suppose, driving mode to start. Riley, like we read a study that was done recently enough, I think it was 2020, that found that there's up to 24 hormone-disrupting chemicals found in mainstream period products, which is really shocking to us. And I know chemicals is a funny word, right? Because there's chemicals in absolutely everything, even the food that we eat. You know, water is a chemical, essentially. But it's getting rid of the harmful chemicals, right? So a lot of these conventional period products that we've been using have bisphenols and pesticides that are intentionally added in manufacturing, and even fragrances and, you know, neurotoxins and synthetic musks. And a lot of these ingredients are hormone disrupting and they're actually just unnecessary.
Yeah.
So we got to work to figure out how we could produce period care using 100% organic cotton, and so that they're not treated with pesticides, they're fragrance free, and even down to like the glue for the tampon string. A lot of the mainstream products will use glue to attach the string, and we avoided it. So our strings are cleverly woven in during manufacturing. So essentially keeping the product as natural as we possibly can, because obviously they're used in a very delicate and sensitive area of the body for hours at a time, you know, several days over the month. So it's really important that we, I suppose, have an option that is organic and is in line with what we want.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I like about, you know, your ethos is you're ladies who were, you know, as we all do, we sit around with our girlfriends and we have a chat and we kind of try to right the wrongs in our relationships or our lives and stuff. And, you know, I think when a product for women is created by women, you're really listening to what we as women genuinely need.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think, you know, this started with, as I said, through our own kind of personal frustrations with the period care market, but female health in general. You know, we've been completely underserved as a gender since the dawn of time, really. Yeah. You know, women have been excluded from clinical drug trials, and I suppose in a lot of trials, women's bodies have just been treated as small men, which is not the case. We are very, very different and have different, you know, hormones and cycles. And so, yeah, I suppose with our general kind of eagerness to try and have a small impact in changing female health and generally in over time, that really kind of has sprung us into action with creating Riley.
Yeah, definitely. We're all about sustainability here on the Hub as well, and, you know, making sure, I suppose, that products that we have a chat about are eco-friendly. This was obviously at the forefront as well when you were creating Riley, and a big part of it.
Yeah, definitely. When we decided to create a business, we had a chat and decided, you know, if we're gonna create a business, yes, we want to grow a company and really like make an impact in women's lives, but we want to do it in a way that doesn't impact the environment and that we can do good along the way. Louise, did you know that the average person uses 11,000 tampons in their lifetime?
Wow.
And if you think about that broken down, right, a lot of them will have plastic applicators made from traditional fossil-based material that take hundreds and hundreds of years to break down. So the landfill issue here is just phenomenal when you think about it. Pads are the same. They can contain up to 90% plastic. And so we just thought this is something that has to change. And so that's why, again, obviously we use 100% certified organic cotton that breaks down much faster over time. But even things like our wrappers, the wrappers from our material are made from renewable resources and are certified compostable in both industrial and home composting environments. And the applicators that we use for tampons are bio-based and made with sugarcane, which is a renewable source as well. So we're trying to think about the environment in every step of our supply chain journey.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Also, I guess, you know, we sometimes have a chat here about period poverty as well, not just in Ireland, but worldwide. What are your motives around period poverty? Because I know you mentioned that, you know, it would be lovely that every single place, whether it be a school, an office, a home or whatever, would have period products readily available so that you don't have to spend a fortune if you're caught on the hop on a Sunday evening and your local, you know, petrol station is the only place that you can get period products and you're paying through the roof for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think these are two kind of separate things. I suppose a lot of our business is working with corporates and hospitality groups to supply their bathrooms for staff and for customers. But I suppose when it comes to period poverty, how that all happened was I was over in Kenya a couple of years before we launched Riley, and I was volunteering over there with an amazing Irish registered charity called Development Pomoja. And when we were visiting the rural towns over there, I noticed, this was kind of midweek visits that we were doing, and I noticed that there was a lot of girls sitting at home in the middle of the day and not at school. And, you know, ignorantly, I asked the question about why aren't they at school? And the answer came down to the fact that they didn't have access to period products. And so a lot of these girls would sit at home for those 5 or 6 days of the month and miss out on school. In fact, up to 65% of young girls in Kenya, this was happening to every single month.
Oh my gosh.
So again, when we started Riley, myself and my co-founders decided that we'd be in business to do good, and we would make a donation from the very, very get-go to help fight period poverty. So we partnered with that fantastic organization who are doing brilliant work on the ground over in Kenya for us. And then at home, like, I suppose what people don't realize is that that type of period poverty also exists here in Ireland.
Yeah.
It's very close to home as well. So we work with Positive Period Ireland here, which is a grassroots volunteer-led initiative to supply period products to those that need them. So this, you know, this is people in homeless shelters and substance abuse centres and in direct provision centres. And then we also do the same with a partner over in the UK called Bloody Good Period. So we're trying to do as much as we can. Very proud to tell you, Louise, probably the proudest thing about Riley for us is that we've actually donated over 60,000 pads since we started the business.
Amazing.
And almost 5,000, yeah, girls, like students and girls and boys in Kenya to kind of, we partner there with our doctor who's on the ground. So she does doctor-led school visits and talks to them about their menstrual cycles, try and break down that taboo and get the conversation going. So we're delighted.
That's absolutely fantastic. And again, you know, like there's such a big reason that we wanted to talk to you here on iRadio, because I think not only are you Irish businesswomen, but you're solving a problem within that, like a worldwide problem that we don't actually talk about enough. Riley is really accessible, and as you mentioned, you know, there's been so much that you've done since the release of the product. But if anybody wants to find out more, if they want to maybe check out your journey, if they want to take a little bit of a look at your social media, where's the best place that they can go to find out everything, Fiona?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is weareriley.com. You can find everything there. And then on all of our socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, we're we.r.riley. We'd love to hear from people who, obviously we can deliver straight to your door, but also we'd love to hear from employees and employers who are keen to get period care into their office spaces.
Amazing. Well, listen, Fiona, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. No doubt we'll be talking to you again here on the Hub on iRadio. It's been so great to spread awareness about this and have the conversation. I think it's so important to do so. And I hope you have a great evening.
That's fantastic. It's so lovely to chat to you. Thank you so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.